totally nøgelig over Moses Journey, his cooking in my pants. Totally Gnarly's Bogus Journey, and they're coming out of Gloversville, New York. We'll tell you guys a little bit more about them, but let's talk to the co-host and see what's going on with Mr. Mark Wilson.
What's up, everybody? Totally Gnarly. I like that shit.
Yeah, it was nice. You ever heard them before?
Nah.
Now, they reached out to us on Facebook, and I actually have heard of them, and I heard of their newer EP. That's from their first EP, Bogus Journey. The new one is I Am Jack's Rotting Liver. Stealing that one from Fight Club is pretty fucking awesome. That came out October of 2016. Totally Gnarly's Bogus Journey was that came out in September of 2015. But if you guys want to check them out and you're in the Northeast, go hit up Jamsville 7 at Aaron's Irish Pub in Gloversville, New York. It's their annual benefit for Alzheimer's research, I believe. Now there's 12 bands playing and a bunch of different styles, and it's a good benefit and everything. So get out to Aaron's Irish Pub in Gloversville, New York. And I guess now would be a good time to tell you guys about our special guest for tonight. We're having Steve, the drummer of the Potato Pirates, on the show tonight. Going to be talking about Just the band and the last album and pretty much anything else. We'll see if we can get some good stories from them about some of their gigs and stuff. So stick around if you guys want to hear from the Potato Pirates. But let's get on to the next song while we're waiting for Steve to call up via a Pogo hotline. This is a song we talked about on last week's show. Couldn't remember the name of it. The Casualties are running through the night on Pogo City Radio.
Mushroom Cloud Land, motherfucker.
All right, that was the Casualties running through the night on Pogo City Radio. Now we're going to get to the man of the hour, drummer of the Potato Pirates, Steve. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, dude. Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio.
Are you kidding? Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
Now, actually, the main reason we were playing for you, one of the guys who's on, we were playing you guys, last week, one of the guys who's on the show occasionally, Sean, he was really into you guys, and he said, we were talking about like theme music, and he was saying he was feeling pretty drunk, and last week he said if he had a theme song, he would have to use Thinking About Drinking by the Potato Pirates. So, there you go. But he's actually not on here tonight, so oh well. But enough about me, so why don't you tell us what's going on with the Potato Pirates right now?
Right now, we're actually just getting ready to finish up our next full-length album, which is kind of exciting. We haven't put out a full-length in about 2 years. I mean, we've done some splits and small releases like that, but we've been working hard on this one, and really, really excited to get it out and show it to people. We're pretty amped on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, do you guys have a title for it yet, or a projected release date, or anything like that?
No, not right now. Just putting the finishing touches on writing stuff, so we haven't even actually jumped in the studio and started any kind of pre-production yet, but hoping to, I don't know, I'd like to say around summertime.
Oh, well, that's not bad, all right.
But, yeah.
Is there a concept going into this album?
Well, the way we typically do all our albums, it's not so much a conceptual thing, it's more just the natural progression of our music and influences, and then the lyrics and content are just about what's going on with our lives as a collective, so which is why it took about 2 years for our next one to come out, because we don't really rush material or, you know, just sit down like, okay, I'm going to write a song right now. It kind of has to come naturally.
So do the lyrics come from all of you guys collectively then, or who primarily writes the words for you guys?
You know, primarily the way it works for us is a lot of times Vinny, our lead singer and guitarist, and Scott, our singer and bagpiper, will come to the table with a concept for a song. Sometimes it'll be fully written, a lot of times it won't. And they'll just bring it out there, and everybody kind of chews on it. We mess around with it, and then it normally just comes out organically. And if we like it, great. If not, sometimes we'll try and rework it, or just we've completely scrapped songs before that we're like, it started all right, but we're not feeling it. So,
well, yeah, it seems like you guys are trying to get more quality than quantity. Then you got to make, and then you know you got to get some buildup. Got to make the fans want it, you know.
Oh yeah, and I mean it's so different for us too, because all of our albums, like the sound is different. You know, from day one, everybody's told us, you know, you got to pick a genre and you got to pick a sound. And it's like, no, we don't. You know, we'll do it all. We'll do punk rock, hardcore, a little bit of ska. On this new album, we've got some really different sounding stuff, but a lot of the normal sounding stuff too. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. I mean, sometimes you got a whole like rancid feel to you a little bit, and then other times you got some like double bass thundering through, you know? A lot of definitely a variety of, you know, the tracks, really. But let's talk about the beginning of the band. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how the band started forming out in Denver?
I mean, seriously, it was probably about 6-7 years ago. But the majority of us have been playing together as friends since high school, you know, early days of high school. So hence why we still have the name that has sort of stuck with us since like 2003. But, yeah, we all grew up together and went to the same high school. And Andrew, our bass player, who is probably the newest one, but, gosh, he's been with us for so many years that he's basically just assumed family that we grew up with as well, because we're all older now. But, yeah, it was just a bunch of friends hanging out playing some music. That's the way it's always been.
Now, your bass player, is he in the band Ingrish?
No, so actually it's Vinny right now is in the Bad English. And Matt, our other guitar player, used to be in the Bad English as well. So we're good friends with those guys. You know, they're family. So
do you guys ever hit the road with them before? Ever go on tour with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have. I think our last, like, actual decent tour we did was about 2 years ago. It was called the Punks Alive Tour, and it was with us, Bad English, Violent Affairs, Sniper 66, and the Scandals. We do a lot of like hometown shows together, a lot of festivals, and some one-off shows every now and then.
All right, man, that's awesome. So what was it like once you guys started really working on a full-length album, you know, on and like putting it out with a decent label? What was that like for you?
Well, to be honest, the decent label thing I wouldn't really know about, but we've kind of done everything DIY, and when we first started putting it all out, I had no idea what we were doing. I mean, I still don't think we know totally what we're doing. It's always a constant learning process, but it's fun, man. You know, like I said, we never push anything. It just comes organically, and then when it's ready, we have complete control over it. We put it where we want, and let it go.
Now, sounds really good.
Do you guys got any good juicy stories for us from the road that people might want to hear?
Oh shit, man! Yeah, stories for days. Man, I don't even know. Every trip is quite an experience. You know, I'm trying to think. Our last trip out, who did we go with? I think our last big one was with Special Duties.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
From the UK. Yeah, and actually, they hit us up about 2 weeks before the tour. We were doing a tour with Flogging Molly, and they're like, hey, our drummer can't make it over. Can you fill in for us?
Oh, that's awesome.
It was like, all right. Sure.
Playing some drunken lullabies.
Two sets back to back. And those guys were just so awesome, and just nothing but getting into trouble, the good kind of trouble, every night, and just, you know, living life.
Yeah, I've even noticed, you know, I'm noticing starting to like a little bit even more of the Irish flair going off, because I know off on Raised Better Than This, right from the gate, you guys got the bagpipes in March On, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. We're actually, what is your, when we go to play you guys later on tonight, what song do you suggest we play? What's your favorite song by your band, the Potato Pirates?
You know, on that album, depends on the day and the mood, but I've always been, I'm actually a really big fan of March On.
That's what I was going to play. Yeah. That's what, okay, all
right. I was just looking at that.
That is, that was one of Vinny's songs, and the lyrics for him and I know just cut straight to the heart. We actually both ended up getting the song tattooed on us at the same time.
Awesome.
Just because it meant that much. So I love that one, man. It just gets me amped. It's weird to say that about your own music, but...
No, but it's good because you got to enjoy it or they're not going to enjoy it. You know what I mean? If you're up there like a stick, you know what I mean? I've seen some of your stuff. I've never caught you guys live, but I've seen some of your live videos and stuff like that. I mean, you guys seem like you like to keep the crowd moving, nice, energetic, you know. Seeing you on some, it seems like, I don't know, it's got a nice little explosion when you guys are playing, it seems like.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's kind of what it's got to be all about. So many people tend to do great things in the studio and overproduce stuff, and then you go see them live, and it either sounds nothing like it, or you're kind of not as entertained. Mm-hmm. And we pride ourselves more on our live show than anything we've ever done recorded. So
I think that's what most punk musicians would say, because it's just so much more about the raw emotion and the passion at the gig, and it's just more DIY. It's not all pretty and, you know, like you know, with your little digital effects and shit like that. It's just raw and raunchy, and it's the bare basics of rock and roll. That's what I'm talking about.
It's about that energy, man.
Hell yeah.
So I have a question now. Now out of all your shows, which one stands out as your favorite? Now, I understand that this is a tough question to answer because it's like asking a parent to choose their favorite kid, but let's keep it real. There's one that you like better than the other. All right, so which one is which one sticks out in your memory as your best?
You know what? I want to... Oh, that's a tough one. The first one that comes to mind... God, that is a really hard question. I remember one of the first shows that we ever played with Flogging Molly, speaking of that, just since it's fresh on my mind, was a couple years ago, and I think it was in Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, we'd been touring, we'd played some pretty big shows, but, I mean, it was a sold-out Flogging Molly show right around St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they called us up, like, last minute, and we're like, hey, can you make it out here? So I was like, sure, yeah, I'd love to. And I just remember, like, opening that show, lights come on and looking out, and like, we played big crowds before, but there's just something about that one where it was like, holy shit, like this is awesome. You know, it was one of the first big live punk shows that Vinny and I saw together as like kids back in the day, so it kind of come full circle. And I just remember like being sort of out of body while playing, just being able to enjoy the whole thing, like, this is fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
So, that one sticks out pretty well.
So there you go.
That's an awesome story too, man. I mean, that's got to be like, so you've probably been listening to like Flogging Molly all your life, kind of like your oh shit moment right before you go on there.
Yeah.
Were you a little bit more nervous that time?
A couple.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, if it's a bar show or, you know, a sold out theater in front of thousands of people, you know, it's still the same amount of adrenaline energy in front of every show. How you're able to channel it.
All right, man. Awesome.
Now I got a quick follow-up. Now, you've been in the game for a while now. How do you keep your material fresh and keep that emotional energy, you know, authentic each time?
Well, like I said earlier, it kind of goes back with, we just write about life experiences, so, and what's happening with all of us and feelings and, you know, like you said, that raw emotion. So,
yeah.
We don't ever try and appease anybody except ourselves. So when people are stoked on it, it's like, cool, that's great. as far as like the progression of music, though, we just take every little bit of influence that everybody has, which is why I feel every album has just been different musically. And we never try and stick with one certain formula. Just constantly trying to do new things and push ourselves and then seeing what comes out of it.
All right. Now, if there's new listeners to the Potato Pirates, what song should we introduce them to before they fall down the rabbit hole?
That's a good question. I mean, I know the fan favorite is Thinking About Drinking. I love playing that song, but I'm also, I would probably almost recommend a song called Boots for Brains off the last album.
All right, that's a little bit, yeah, we'll play that one and we'll play March On, because, I mean, it seems like a lot more people know Thinking About Drinking, so let's get something more out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, Mountain's fun. You know, it still has the bagpipes. Fun, uplifting, encompassing of all sort of things that we tend to do.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, man. All right. Well, thanks a lot for hanging out with us, Steve. We're really glad you were able to come on, and we really appreciate it. Thanks for checking out Pogo City Radio, man.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I appreciate you guys.
And that was the Potato Pirates featuring Mr. Steve Stackhouse. Thanks for hanging out with us again, Steve. And by the way, listeners probably confused as shit right now, because we introduced the show a couple minutes ago.
Yes, we
and
did.
We introduced Mr. Mark Wilson.
Yep.
But John, you weren't fucking here yet.
No.
And you came in right as the interview started and just started talking. So that's who that third voice has been, or fourth voice now, I guess, with Steve.
Fourth, yeah.
No, my voice didn't change.
Because we're just learning how to count now for
so,
all of us.
Devil John, how the fuck you been, my man?
It's been a busy fucking day. But I'm fashionably late to the show that I've been neglecting because I've been busy as shit. But I needed to come back and come in rocking out with you motherfuckers.
Welcome, John.
Rocking out.
Because I get to say fuck now. Like, what the hell, man? I don't get to say that on the other show that
rocking
we do.
Rocking out on PogoCityRadio.com. Yeah, now please, everybody, head over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check out the blog. We just did, I just did an awesome new post about a band called the Mid Rats coming out of Lancaster. For Mr. Anal over there, Devil John Lancaster. I don't know what
it's,
the fuck.
No,
it is.
It's the old English pronunciation, and that's how they say it down in Lancaster.
All right, well, let's check out these Lancaster boys, the Mid Rats, off their newest release, Never Coming Home. This is BAC, only on
Pogo City Radio. Authentic in your face, punk rock.
checking out the Midrats. Check out those guys from Lancaster, the Midrats, only on
Pogo City Radio.
Let's keep things moving right along and go with the band, the Pleaboys. Now, I don't know too much about these guys. I don't know a goddamn thing about these guys. Pretty sure they're from Belgium. Got this track off Punks Unite 2, International Chaos, the second compilation that Charged Records put out. So, always kind of love this song. Let's check out the Pleaboys.
Turn it off.
Hell, I like it. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
The Pleaboys.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's take a quick second and tell you guys about some of these weekends' upcoming festivities. Pogo City going to be all over the motherfucking place.
Yes,
all right.
We.
So now, there's plenty of shows going on. Let's start things off with Sean and the boys in Sick 86 going on at the Alternative Gallery, the Art Gallery, whatever the fuck you call it.
What?
Punk
PM.
Rock Block Party. Get out there. Show rolling off early, 1 p.m. The
what
matinee.
PM.
We're talking Anti-Citizen, Sick 86, and the Parasitics.
Be
and
there.
Then right after that show, that going on in Allentown, everybody heading down, heading out to Newark, New Jersey. Going to go meet up with all the guys and gals in Blank 77. Come check them out in Newark right after that. And also, Mark, where are you going to be?
I'll be at the Eagles Hotel on, you know, tomorrow. And, yeah, that's A-Town Sluts and
The Fox.
Yeah, the
Fox. Roman.
The Fox will be there. I'm going to go there. I'm going to take some pictures and do some, a little bit of video and stuff like that, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Yo.
Actually, send my best to the king.
Zach Tyree from the Bedlam Punks actually learned his learned how to play guitar from Roman in the Fucks. Yo, Roman, dude, I can remember. I a lot of people, I don't know, around here feel, you know, mixed feelings about the Fucks. We'll just put it like that. And the A-Town Sluts, to be honest. But I can remember seeing the Fucks when I was like 14 and Roman be lighting that goddamn guitar on fire, playing with it behind his head and with his teeth while the guitar's on fire. Since then, now granted, you know, that's like 15 years ago. Since then, now they got a guy who went to stunt double school. The Fucks light a motherfucker on fire.
Really?
At the show.
Oh, I'm gonna be,
oh my
gonna
God!
Be
they killed Kenny! You bastards!
But he didn't die!
All right. But where's that Fuck show going down, man?
That's going down at the Eagles Hotel in Quakertown.
All right, Blank 77 over at QXT's stage, and that's Blank 77 and International Overdrive. So why don't we play a couple of these bands, and also Blanks and the Parasitics, remember to pick up their split that came out last year. We're talking about Getting Blasted, a really good album. Let's play a song off that now. We'll get things moving with the Parasitics and Alcohol Withdrawal.
Get it out.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. You said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. You said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
All right, now that was the Paris finish. Let's keep things moving right along. Remember, head down to North tomorrow. Check out Blank 77.
Alex,
here they are now
PM
with
tomorrow.
Suburbia.
Let's go!
Siberia. All right, let's keep it moving right along. This one's going out to Mark. A little bit of Bishop's Green. Alone.
Hell, I like it. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
That was Bishop's Green on Pogo City
Alone.
Radio.
Hello. All
right, so Mark, what do you think of those guys, my man? I know they're like your new thing, your new go-to.
I like them.
You gotta get in the mic though.
I like them. I mean, you know, they're from Canada. It's a weird mixture. You know, I like it, like, you know, that English sound with, you know, Canada.
Oh, Canada, well, eh?
Canada.
Actually, I don't know what made me think of this.
I like
but,
maple syrup.
We got a couple sad stories. Got to talk about a couple bands calling it quits.
Yeah, I went to New England Metal Fest a few years ago and got to check out Bane. And unfortunately, you know, they've hung out the cleats, and I want to shout out to them and everything they've done. And you know, here, Can We Start Again? Because that was the song that I always liked. And you know, now I don't. They're no more. It makes me sad, but not really, because their music lives on. So Can We Start Again? Bye, band.
Again, go back to what it meant back then. Open minds and open set us apart, then we start again. Go back to what it meant back then. Open minds and open hearts. Nothing to set us apart, then we start again. Go back to what it meant back then. Open minds and open hearts. Nothing to set us apart, then
we start again. A place for the great, we're accepted. Judged by what's inside us, in our broken minds. The same high school shit. All the boys think about breaking. Got a bunch of them, friend by friend. Why was the thinking of death? With no way to fit. They just wanted to escape. Little my suicidal. They went to work. Told me about a place. We're the strange, we're accepted, judged by what's inside. We're a sea of human, broken mind. Are we still a sea of broken mind? Do you still believe?
I do!
Do you still believe?
I do!
Bane on Pogo City Radio.
Yeah. Rest
calling
in peace,
it quits.
Bane.
Calling it quits. Now another band calling it quits, and it pains me to say this. Hate to say it. Coming out of Berks County. Now that's also the band's name. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
That hate to say it.
They're going away.
Has called it quits tomorrow night. Their
hate
last
to say
show.
It.
With
so be
hate,
there.
With Hate Trash Disaster. Now remember Hate Trash Disaster drummer Dino Sex. Murder Junkies drummer, go back a couple episodes, listen to our interview with Dino Sex and the Murder Junkies, and hope you guys like that Steve Stackhouse interview from Potato Pirates we just had. But Hate Trash Disaster and Hate to Say It, come out, see them January 21st. That's tomorrow, 9 p.m., Homer's Bar and Grill, 21 West Main Street, Fleetwood, Pennsylvania.
No cover charge.
Derek and Adam, I don't know, I guess they're calling it quits, so we're going to have to play. I know these guys, I know Hate to Say It thinks the song's a little played out, but I just
think
didn't song,
they play a Pogo City production?
Oh, yeah, they played actually the first Pogo City Presents Night of the Living Pogo.
That's
history. So,
that's history, man.
This one's for Derek and Adam and the rest of Hate to Say It. Here's the Linkwit.
I gotta go. Get ripped. before I play a show, and I played your games, I did it all week long, and now it's time to sing my song. Delinquent kids, and we won't stop ya. Delinquent kids will stop, so just let us fucking rock, as we're giving her all we got. Cause delinquent kids will stop. No, delinquent kids will stop. Let us fucking rock, as we're giving her all we got. Cause delinquent kids will stop.
Hate to say it.
Hate to say it. Delinquent. On Pogo City Radio.
All right, all right. That was for Derek and Adam, and Hate to Say It. Thanks for playing our little Pogo City events.
Shout out to my buddy Warhammer, Derek, who's filled in. They were that band, right?
No, that's Hate Trash. Is after.
Hate Trash.
They're playing with
them. Hate Trash. Yeah, Hate Trash. They're playing with them. So, yeah, they're going to play that show.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
Shout out
saying
to my buddy.
Hate to Say It. There's just so much hype.
No, so much hate.
If you got hate in your heart, let it out.
If we're gonna plug the show, give him more incentive. My buddy Warhammer, is gonna be on that. He's gonna be playing at that show.
And make sure you go to the Pogo City YouTube channel and check out the little slideshow video we made for American Scumbag, which we're gonna have to queue up next. You know what? No, we're not gonna queue it up next. Because we're not going to get
you'll hear
it time.
Soon.
We'll
hear
play
it soon.
We'll play it eventually.
All right, we'll get to it. Right. You'll hear that.
But we noticed with all the excitement with Steve from the Potato Pirates coming on, we've just been forgetting to tell you guys about all this awesome shit that we got going on in the world of Pogo City. So remember, you guys got plenty of shows to check out tomorrow. Make sure you hit up that matinee so you can go to two shows
1
tomorrow.
PM, guys.
You got your choice. Hit up the matinee, and then you got your choice of three shows. Hit that shit up. But looking at it from the front of Pogo City, we got our we're in the process of booking our show February 24th at your Welcome Inn Acoustic.
The return, right?
The return to the welcome.
Welcome
in,
yeah.
Kicking
it
in acoustic. I know I don't want to say who's playing yet because not everybody's confirmed, but Steve Sutter from Admit Nothing is confirmed, so we'll say he's out there. Me and Mark will be out there doing some interesting shit. We're going to be playing a bunch of covers, some original shit. We're going to work in a fucking banjo. That's right. I said a fucking banjo. Right, Mark?
Yeah, I'll have a flyer for that tomorrow, actually.
And then also, we're teaming up with Stiff Peters Productions, Derek over there at Stiff Peters, and booking some shows for the Sportsman's Cafe off of Gordon Street in Center City, Allentown. So, make sure you guys head out back there. $5 cover charge. We got two dates that we're in the process of booking right now, April 11th and March 8th.
So where can all these bands
set up yet? So,
where can all these bands and that want to book shows with you reach you though?
Well, that's right. You guys need to hit up
PogoCityRadio.com.
You can also email us staff@PogoCityRadio.com. Go over to Facebook.com/PogoCity. Exactly. Radio, what do you know? Got it on lock. Fuck, hit us up on YouTube. I don't get a shit. Just, you know what? Do us a huge favor. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Give us a share. Tell your friends. Hit us up. Say, yo, Andrew, we want to get played on Pogo City Radio. Just like the fucking Virgins. Just like the Mid Rats.
Yeah, you use Twitter,
just like
right?
The A-Town Sluts. Come hit us up. We'll get that shit out there for you.
Tweet us, even, you know?
It's like Totally Gnarly, who we were playing tonight,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, dude, you gotta totally hit us gnarly. Up, man. You gotta tweet me like a bird, man, at NJ Devil John, bro.
All right, let's get to a. I feel like having a little 420 party. I think this is a good little song for you know.
Yeah.
Get
Why
your
not?
Lungs dirty too, on some motherfucking.
Rastafari.
This is Against All Authority, Wet Foot Policy, coming off the split with the Criminals. Let's check it out. Against All Authority,
against
coming out of Florida. Now we're gonna head across the ocean, go over to the UK. Okay.
What?
Do a little anti nowhere leave.
I never would have guessed.
Get a block on.
I'm Pogo City Radio.
Are you sure?
Oi.
Why? That I saw.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks.
Some Family Guy
for,
guy.
Checking out. Oh, that's right.
Ah, oh, that's right. The cave. Ha ha.
All right, guys. Funny, eh? We're going to be getting out of here on this note. This is the Potato Pirates. March on. Big thanks to Steve.
Steve.
And the rest of you guys.
Pizza Steve.
Pogo City. Make sure you guys check them out. Getting ready for a new album. That means new tour. Check out the Potato Pirates.
You rock when you got the bagpipes.
That's going to wrap everything up, everybody.
Oh,
thanks for checking out Pogo City Radio.
Pogo
Fuck
City
off
Rockers.
And die.
Pogo City Radio.
Stop. In your face, punk rock.
Fucked up the ending, but we'll...